All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Friday. That means Friday's with Sandy Williams. Sandy, you know, we still, if you listen to the debates on what are the most critically important issues of the time, if you listen to people on the right, they are saying for the most part, it's the border issue. It's the border issue. It's the border issue. Well, here's an article that says in today's Newsweek, the U.S. will need immigrant workers in the years to come as the country's aging workforce and increasing health care service needs contribute to an expected surge in job openings, according to a report released this week by the American Immigration Council. The U.S. Census Bureau has identified 2030 as the country's demographic turning point, with all Americans in the baby boomer generation and about one in five Americans overall will have reached retirement age. That is also the year that the Census Bureau says that the immigration is projected to overtake natural population increases within the U.S. Only about one in five immigrant workers in the U.S. will have reached retirement age by 2030, according to the AIC's report. An estimated 17% of U.S. civilian workforce was foreign-born in 2020. Sandy, what is that picture painting?
Well, you know, they've often ignored the fact that the immigrants of this country end up working and paying taxes and are a considerable source of tax revenue for the country. They are not probably a considerable source at this point of expenditures on the part of this country. Many of them, the ones that are illegal that everyone is so worried about,
don't get any benefits.
Right. And they do pay taxes because, you know, they can pay taxes without a Social Security number. But in any case, I think the data would definitely show that the indigenous population, and by indigenous I don't mean Native American,
right.
I mean the population of non-immigrant Americans is not growing demographically, and growth in this country has long been materially provided by immigrants, and the cutting off of immigrants is in many ways cutting off our nose despite our face. As I was driving here today, I was kind of shaking my head, realizing that as far as I know, every road that could be under construction is under construction simultaneously right now. We've got more and more. We've got so many people employed in the construction industry associated with road rebuilding that it's clear that we have a very hot economy looking, and we've got an economy of businesses looking for employees to fulfill the jobs for all the business that's available to them. You need only go to a restaurant these days to find out that many of them point out that they're closed on Sunday for want of staffing, for instance. And we've got continual staffing shortages all across the board, particularly in areas of manual labor. And so who has it that has always been the source of manual labor in this country? Significantly,
immigrants.
It's been immigrants.
So it's short-sightedness on the side of those who want to continue to say, and nobody's saying, we have an immigration system that is slow moving, right? I mean,
yeah,
it's impossible to move and increase the immigration system without investing more money into that system. Right? I mean, to expand it.
Yeah, and I've had difficulty understanding because, as far as I know, the right that is alleging that there were a significant voting fraud, but
yeah,
they've never explained what the voting fraud was. That same group of people says that there's a significant immigration problem, but I've never heard them describe what the immigration problem is. The only thing that I've heard used that has basically been fuel politically is the notion, which is also not based on fact and is contrary to fact, that somehow immigrants are a significant source of crime, drugs and crime in this country. It is true that many drugs come across the border in this country, but I don't think it's at all been established that a significant percentage of immigrants have anything whatsoever to do with the drug trade. And it's never been established that the immigrants of this company many are less law-abiding than the people who live here and natively and were born here. In fact, I think the data shows that immigrants are more law-abiding than the people born in America.
So let's take that drug aspect of it and just, you know, kind of look at that. You can't tell me that, again, immigrants coming here, many of them, especially at the border, many of them from Central America, overwhelmingly living the life of Riley because they're in their mansions and driving their recreational vehicles.
Because they're flying. Because they're in the drug trade. You
That's
mean.
Correct.
Yeah, it's not.
If you look at who's really taking advantage of that, it's Americans who are getting wealthy and rich off of that. But who's saying that?
Well, what bothers me is that we have all these unsubstantiated claims that are related to these primary gut issues that the right is talking about. When CJ calls up, he wants to talk about immigration being a serious problem.
Right.
And I'm surprised that he's not talking more about voter fraud. Both of these things are totally unsubstantiated factual problems.
Well, you hear them say, well, the Democrats want all of them to come here because they're going to vote Democrat. They don't have any reference whatsoever to say that those people are coming here and that they're voting Democrat. But they've got people who believe that, like you said, without any facts whatsoever to back it up.
Well, I think you'd find that immigrants come here and after their second or third generation, the demographics of how they vote becomes very much like the demographics of how Americans vote generally.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there already is a trend in the Latino side,
a trend toward conservative.
So this is all, and if that's their problem, then that's the same kind of problem that's leading to gerrymandering. And what is the issue other than party power rather than some social problem that's a significant problem worthy of a great deal of political attention?
You know, we've got to go to a break. We'll come to the phone lines after the break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Friday. That means Fridays with Sandy Williams. We'll be right back.
Yeah, that word
I think you conjured up CJ.